insane out there. That's what makes me not want to do it even more, because I'm just tired of being out there. It's so dangerous. It's just getting worse and worse.
You're saying it's really hard out there, but apparently it's not hard enough to keep people from doing it, right?
Right. That's the drugs. No matter what, especially if you're, you know, a heroin addict, you always need that fix because it's physical. So you have to make money. You don't have a choice. See, a person that does cocaine, that's not physical. You can pick it up and put it down and be fine and wake up the next day. You know, if you do dope, you're going to be sick. Therefore, you absolutely have to go out. You have to. You don't have a choice. So no matter how bad it is, and I mean, I had a million things happen to me, and I still went anyway. You know, still did anyway. It didn't matter.
Do you have family in Philadelphia?
Everywhere. They're only blocks away. My family in Fishtown, Port Richmond, Kensington. Yeah.
What is your family's involvement in with any of the choices you've made in your life?
They're not all that positive.
Are they still there? Are you still speaking to them?
I spoke to my sister a couple weeks ago. Yeah, they're okay. Or back and forth, you know. I have two kids. I have a 15-year-old daughter and a 17-month-old son.
Do you see them?
I haven't, no.
Why?
Because I need to be completely clean before I go back into their lives. You know what I mean? That's one thing, both my kids never see me high. Never. I also don't want to confuse them or hurt them any more than they're already hurt.
So you've made a conscious decision to sort of keep yourself separate from them for the time being.
Yeah.
And you said 17 months. So that was not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Were you working on the app then?
No. I was sober and on Suboxone for a while. And then my mom had passed away. Oh, wait, no, that's when I relapsed. I was on the Suboxone running a recovery house, two recovery houses actually. And I relapsed. I was getting high for a while. And I found out I was pregnant. That's when they... I went to Jefferson Hospital, and they put you on methadone right away because you can't give a withdrawal. They put me on Family Center Clinic, and I went into my sister's place. It's called MSP. It's like a mother and children program.
Right.
Awesome program. Best program I was ever in. And I was in there for my whole pregnancy. Had my son there and everything. Then I got out. My mom passed away while I was still there. And I didn't relapse right away. It was about 3 months after she died. That's when it kind of hit me. That's when we left. So I've been back out here for over a year straight. Yeah.
Has the lack of other employment opportunities influenced any of your decisions in a way? Like, have you had a hard time trying to make money in other ways?
No, I mean, I've never had a problem getting a job. Like, I mean, I've worked when I was younger. I used to work for lawyers downtown, doing like secretary work, stuff like that. My grades in school, I graduated from Hallahan downtown, Center City. Waitressing jobs, catering jobs. I mean, I used to make like $20 an hour. I used to make really good money. But when you're getting high, I can't work. Not a normal job. You know, all responsibility just goes right out the window.
she started.
Okay, because this is so true, I tell people.
Okay.
This is, if I've learned anything throughout my addiction, it's that a dope fiend will take your things and then tell you about it. A crackhead will take your stuff and help you look for it. Kensington is like the land of the lost. Once you get in, you'll never get out. Some people are lucky and do recover. I believe that could be me if I want it. And this too shall pass. It took me long enough, but I finally believe that. I wish I would have listened to the program. I put AA because I chose AA years ago, but I didn't. Now I'm 34 and still struggling. That is so true. It took me years to learn that, but a dope fiend will take your stuff and then tell you about it once they get well, you know? But a crackhead will take your stuff and help you look for it.